So now that we've set the stage, now we're going to look at the workshop. So we're talking about deprogramming. So the question comes in, what are we deprogramming? The first thing we got to look at, that we have programs. We have programs. Programs. Now, we have several levels of programs. We have the baseline program that allows us to be human. Okay, so that program is designed for us, how we function in a human body. However, we've got layers and layers of other programs that were put on top. Those programs were different perceptions of what to be a human. Now, what are those programs? Programs are basically patterns. Basically, it is 1 + 1 = 2. For example, this experience combined with this experience, or this experience with this interaction, this observation with this other observation, all equal to some modality, some program that says this is what it is. So if we're looking at it, and there's a difference, because I'm going to talk about what we're going to be clearing afterwards. But look at it this way. The difference is, you adopt an idea, a concept, a perception that you may not be good enough. Just a story. You've observed it because you've seen other people that have expressed that, or that you have self-expressed it to yourself through your own judgment, through your own observation, and then labeled it based on other people's ideas, or what we can call the collective's idea, or whatever you want to call it. So what we're looking at right now is that we've taken on those beliefs, and then what we did is we established a program. That means we just kept applying more reasons to have a certain pattern, a certain operating system. So what happens? You now start creating your life around those beliefs that become your programs. Because you don't feel good enough, your program automatically kicks in. So whenever there's a challenge that may look like interesting, that program kicks in and will avoid you from making those choices to go in that direction, because the program says we're not good enough, and that non-good enough means equates that you don't go out in public, or that you cannot share what you know, that you cannot communicate with others, that you cannot get in a proper relationship because you're not good enough. You cannot do this particular job or this particular endeavor of whatever that may be because you're not good enough. So that becomes a program. So you're programmed to respond, react, and to feel a certain way. And this is the thing. Now, the other thing with the programs, I'm just going to turn this off for a sec. The other parts of the programs that we're also looking at is what we are learning and being conditioned through our experience. What does that mean? That means that your exposure to the family dynamics, what is being taught, shared, emphasized in your family dynamic. As a child, in different stages, you're becoming programmed that this is a way of life. You're programmed to believe in a deity, believe that this is right, this is wrong, this is good, this is bad, this is acceptable, this is not acceptable. You get to get programmed to feel a certain way, to act a certain way, to respond a certain way, to see things a certain way, to align with others, because then you don't want to step outside of it. So you get programmed on the way of life, really mimicking replicating the family dynamic of everything that was exposed. And that family dynamic could be your immediate and all your extended family dynamics. But then the neighborhood, the people that you connect with, the people you see, the kids you play with, you program each other. Then you go to school and you get more programs. So you adopt more operating systems that this is how you do it. So these are the programs that we're talking about. Then, of course, you're watching television. You're exposed to music. You're exposed to different sharings and so forth from the media and other aspects of saying this is how life is and this is how we do it. So we keep seeing and we keep conditioning and programming ourselves that that's the way of life. That you don't even question it when you're in that program because the program says, this is how it is. This is how you follow. So that's how the program comes in. So a lot of times what happens, we get programmed that life works this way, that you cannot question certain things, that these are authorities and we follow authorities, that you do not know better and everybody else knows better, that we need to go down this path or anything of that nature, and this is how it all works. We're programmed for that. And I know some people walking around with t-shirts saying, you know, unprogrammed, deprogrammed. I think it was deprogramming. So what we're doing is we've created these limits. We've created these patterns within ourselves. And then we follow that. We follow the patterns. We follow the program. Of course, now we adopt on a belief because of other experiences that a program that you're not good enough to have people or certain people in your life or to even strive for certain things or the right to be a sovereign being, to be yourself, to be truly who you are, because your program says, no, if you are yourself, you're going to be judged. If you question anybody, you're going to be judged. That's a program. And you're going to see how the programs actually end up really shaping 150% your life. And most of us are running around with that. Now, some of us don't even realize the programs are there because what happens is it fires up, we respond, we go down a path and thinking that is the way it goes and that is me. That's the other part. We program a version of us. What does that mean? A version of us. We program ourselves to be such and such. We program ourselves to say, this is what my capacities are. These are my skill sets. This is what I can or cannot do. You get programmed to be a male or a female based on whatever. You know, this is how we do it. Don't question it. You just follow through. Does it resonate or anything of the nature? Yeah, maybe at that point in time to have a taste of it. But we discount all of that because at that essence, we're running on a program. You know, we get the program that we have to work hard, that financial abundance requires struggling. It requires for you to give yourself away. There's sacrifices involved, that it's hard. And if you have too much, that, you know, people are going to judge you, or the fact that people are going to expect things from you. And if you have too much, then you must be a bad person. These are programs that you, the only way you can have abundance. I'm just using this as an example, that we need to take advantage of others. We have to scam or do whatever, or the fact that we can't even be ourselves to really do what we love to do or something like that, because that's not the world, what the world's going to accept. These are all parts of the programs. So that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at some programs, kind of establish a protocol of how to deal with it and how to clear it out or deprogram yourself, and then move on with that. The next thing we want to look at is the clearing. What are we clearing? As I said a few minutes ago, is that we adopt ideas, concepts, perceptions, beliefs. I believe this. Sometimes we, how can I say it, camouflage belief into knowing. Well, I know this is the way it is. Is it really a true knowing that's right from the core of your essence, or is it a belief that you've really trying to put to integrate within yourself? And yes, all of these stories, perceptions, beliefs, ideas, concepts, anything that we have adopted has served us along the way in one way or another to enrich our experience, to give us an opportunity of how the game is played and to get a deeper understanding of how things work. But right now, where are we? How much of these beliefs we have to go? So we're back to square one and saying, well, why do I believe what I believe? Well, I have references based on my experiences, what I observed, and so forth. So the belief the concepts, the ideas, all of that stuff, once you put into that, into the works for a while, then it becomes a program. Because now it becomes automatic. Now it's an automatic response. It's not just a belief. I believe that I'm not good enough. Okay? Until you reinforce that to a point where you get to the level where that becomes part of your life, now it becomes a program. And now it's automatic. Everything builds on that program to emphasize that belief, that idea, that concept, and so forth. So what else are we clearing? We're also clearing any intense emotional charges within ourselves, any energies that we may have brought into ourselves based on whatever roles that we played, games we played, or anything else that we've done. So that's part of the clearing. We're clearing up those ideas, concepts, and belief systems. But what else are we clearing? We're also clearing the past. But what's in the past? We're clearing the labels. We're clearing the definitions that are attached to it. Because an experience is an experience, but we'll look at clearing all of that stuff. So I know a lot of people have been talking about, yeah, I'm in the clearing process. Well, yeah, you're clearing, all right. You're clearing all of that stuff. And that's why we want to clear all of that, because we're letting go all of that stuff that, you know, we've been carrying that doesn't really, we want to be light. We want to be fluid. We want to have higher vibration. So how are we going to do that unless we are, you know, in a clear state? And of course, we can get rid of some of the programs and patterns that are associated with that. And the last part we were talking about is empowerment. What does that mean? Empowerment. Well, empowerment is getting into that realization, accessing that energy, that consciousness, that capability as creator that you already have within yourself, but we've disempowered ourselves. Because most of the people run around, all of us pretty well, to some level, and in some cases deeply, in a disempowered state. What does that mean? It means that you have no choice, that you have to play the game, and this is the way it is, and that you are, you know, a victim in a lot of cases, or the fact that you're whatever you want to call it, I'm trying to think of the word, but a product of society, of your family dynamics, of the choices you made, the roles that you played, or anything of that nature. I'm a product of all of that. That's in a disempowered state. And the other thing is that depending on others to do things for you, or the fact, and when I say that, meaning that I can't do it, I have to get somebody else to do it, they got to fix me, I got to do whatever. Now, of course, there's other expertise around that will assist us to move much more quickly, but you're doing it from an empowered state rather from a disempowered state. Well, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do nothing, fix me, that's a disempowered state. Or depending on the fact that the systems and everything else around you has to change, like even the idea that we have to have some deity of some sort to come along and fix the world and fix you, that you need to be healed, or whatever we want to put into that equation, or that we have to have our alien brother sister souls come in and take out all those bad people and do all of this stuff. Well, that's all disempowerment. And that's why, you know, because we're stepping into the state of our life in organic 3D and organic 5D, disempowerment does not work. Empowerment is what you need. So that empowerment means that you are really a key instrumental role player. You are the sourceness. You are the creator, the creation itself, and the experiencer of creation. In that empowered state, you now use your resources and you access more of those resources to really change not only your reality, your extended reality, and the whole planetary reality and playground and whatever you want to call it. So going in an empowered state, you're never vulnerable to anything, because in an empowered state, you know that you are creating. You know that you are shaping your life. Not only know it, you take the action. You don't see anything outside of it. It is you. It's right in the depth of you. It's not outside. This is the beauty of it. So when you're looking at that, in that empowered state, it's like, yeah, I can do this. So you become aware of something that needs to shift, or something that needs to be accentuated, or an expression that needs to be brought out. You just step into it because you're already empowered. And this is what we're doing. So we're not here to reinforce disempowerment. We're here to enforce empowerment, to bring that higher aspect of yourself. So that's what the workshop's about.